Let's Pretend is an adult game. It's a game that adults love to play. Let's Pretend is an adult game. We're all looking how to play games in our life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Let's Pretend is an adult game. What sort of things do we pretend? Well, we pretend that we are sick. We pretend that we are well. We pretend that we are friendly. We are pretending that we are unhappy with ourselves or other people. We pretend that our children are little children, and they will be little children forever and ever and ever, and we love them as little children, and we love them as they grow up. But every moment of our life, we are pretending. We're pretending that this is all she writes. This is all that there is in life. And because we're pretending, we live in that pretense. Now, wise people, wise pretenders, are pretenders who pretend that everything is beautiful. They pretend that, look at this wonderful world. Look at these beautiful people. Look at my beautiful circumstances. Look at my beautiful life. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, that's how adults pretend. Now, little children really don't pretend. Little children don't pretend that it's a wonderful world and they're having fun and they're doing these things. They are doing that. They are living in the consciousness of whatever thought they have in their mind. And because they're living in the consciousness of whatever thought they have in their mind, they are experiencing that activity or that event or that intensity in their life in wholeness and completeness. Now, we would love to have the ability to live in the pretend life that a child has. Well, for them, it is not pretend, it is real. For them, they feel that what they are doing, they are really doing. In the sandbox, they're building a mountain, they're building a road. They're having cars crashing into each other and they don't bother it. They just go on and drive away. They have ants that are people. They have little water that's lakes. And they visualize in their mind from the finite things that they're working with that they are the grand reality. Now, we as adults can do this same thing if we wish. But we are belittling oftentimes by saying these are children's games. These are the games of children who don't know any better. These are the games of children who really are not living. They're so fanciful in their life. They're not living a real life. But in truth, the children are living a very real life. The children are living what we could live and what we could do if we wanted to. For we tell ourselves that thoughts are things. Children don't say thoughts are things. They think thoughts and they experience life. They think thoughts and they manifest those thoughts as their reality, as their vehicle, as their truck, their car, as their airplane. Pilots oftentimes describe their flying experiences and they take their hands and they make the zooming attitude of an airplane flying down. Fighter pilots during the war oftentimes did that. And they say, and I zoomed in and I did this and I did that. Well, they're not doing it, but really they are doing it. In their thought, in their mind, they are flying that flight that they're describing by having their hands be the airplane. They are describing that flight, they're describing that event, as we all do. When we want to think back to the Holocaust, we think back to that unhappy situation, and we think of the people involved and the people who were having that unhappy situation, and we are there. We are reliving that. We are reinvigorating that in our system, in our mind, in our thought, in our life. If we want to relive unhappy events, if we want to relive learning experiences of our past, if we want to relive anything which is not beautiful, which is not good, not pure, not wonderful, we experience it with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our being. We experience it once again. Now, little children don't do that. Little children live every adventure new, fresh, and crisp, having never happened before and perhaps never happening again. But they're living it right the moment they're living it, right the moment they are describing it, that they're playing the game. Oh, adults really know how to play that game. Adults really say, let's pretend, and they mean it as an adult game. Now, you go into a psychiatrist's office, and the psychiatrist will say, all right, now, you have this problem. Now, what was the cause of the problem? Let's go back and describe it. Let's go back and enter into the experience that you had. And let's see just what was going on there and what sort of nonsense did you have happening to yourself. And you go back and you relive the experience. Now, it's true the psychiatrist or psychologist is going to help you to rethink the experience and not put such great demands on your mental attitude about it. But all the time that we are spending on going back, on regurgitating the past, on reliving some unhappy experience, we are giving that experience the power to be once again in our life. What it is that we'd like to do is to live a new life. So as adults, let's pretend as an adult game in a very positive, wonderful way. Let's pretend that we are happy people. Now, that's not too difficult. It's a little strange sometimes when we are unhappy, but let's pretend that we're happy people. Let's pretend that we are thinking happy thoughts and we're living in a happy world. And the more we think that we are happy people, thinking happy thoughts, living in a happy world, the more we are living in that happy world. If we dedicate our limited time that we have in this universe, timeless though it may be, and we concentrate on the past, and we concentrate on our problems, and we concentrate on things yet to be, then we are wasting our time, our very valuable, precious, wonderful time of the nowness on nothingness. The more we learn to pretend as a child, living whatever they're living in the now, playing the games that they're playing in the now. On the internet, games have become such a big selling item, a high market item. And they're becoming a high market item because people want to play games. They want to enter into these games. They want to use their mind in most spectacular ways. And as crossword puzzles and other things used to be the modus operandi for staying young and handsome and healthy, now games on the internet are doing this and doing it even more grandly than crossword puzzles ever thought of doing it. Because we're playing games that we don't know the outcome. We're playing games that we are doing things that are just absolutely amazing. And we are facing challenges that we know are game challenges. Now, we can face these challenges in the games with a happy heart, or we can face the challenges in the game with frustration. Now, a child does not have frustration. when a child is told, come in now, it's time to come in for dinner. And he's playing in the sandbox and he has a river going there and he has ants and boats and things. He'll say, okay. Because to him, to begin and end a game is no great tragedy, is no great activity. So he stands up and he looks down at his game. And he sees that game, and then he says to himself, okay, game done. And he jumps up in the air and lands right down on the middle of his game city, on the middle of his ants, and on the middle of his river, and on the middle of everything. And he says, okay, toodaloo. And he's off to dinner with not another thought. That game is over. That game was played beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly. And now he's off to another game, the game of eating dinner. And after dinner, he'll say, come, tell me a story. And after the story, it's time for bed, and he'll say, just another story. I feel sleepy. And then, little by little, he falls off to sleep in the natural activity of things. Children play Let's Pretend so beautifully, but truly it is an adult game. And the more we learn how to pretend, the more we learn how to do these things in the beautiful way that we can do them, the more we have exciting activities take place in our life. The more we are totally in control of our world. And we control our world by playing games that excite us, that challenge us, that make us feel satisfied and happy, that make us feel alive and alert. Playing games is what life is all about. And when you and I learn to play games, just take the time to play the games, we become more alert to life. We become more alert to everything we're doing. And if we would take 10 minutes now and then to play a game, or longer, and just enter into the game and enter into every aspect of the game, we would find our genius revealing itself unimaginably. We would find our happiness revealing itself gloriously. We'd find ourselves being delightful people. Our tension would be gone. Our illness would be gone. Our unhappiness would be gone. And we would live in a state of pretend but real bliss. It's a place to start. And it's a place where you and I can start doing it, because we know pretend is an adult game. Though children play it beautifully, we can play it purposefully. Join me in the game of pretend today, that I like me, I like me, I like me. And watch our life, your life, my life, soar into ecstasy now and forevermore. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. I love me, I love me, I love me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I love to play the game of pretend, because it's so fascinating and so much fun. Have a good day.